Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. He's scheduled to be joined shortly by Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, after their big win against Murray State over the weekend. Joe, real quickly, as we're bringing Casey on here, you were there in Evansville. What was kind of the atmosphere like there?
Well, it was. I mean, it's a great setup. I think it's a good place for the tournament, other than probably other teams in the league say, gosh, that's awfully close to Murray, Kentucky.
Yes, it is.
They had a lot of people there. They had most of the arena, and, I mean, basically it was a road environment, you know, for Belmont. But still, great atmosphere, and it was just an amazing basketball game. And in the last 2.5 minutes, I think you thought for sure – one side and then the other side was going to win. You know, it was a great battle, and it really is it's one of the best rivalries out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is almost, it's becoming seemingly an annual occurrence in the OVC championship game between Murray State and Belmont. And remember last year, just the kind of the classic battle between Ja Morant and Murray State, getting the win over Belmont in that game. But Belmont able to get it done, a 1-point win this time. And a game where, if you're watching it, I mean, it was edge-your-seat level basketball. I thought it was an incredible game on Saturday night.
Yeah, and, you know, this is – so Belmont and Murray State have now met 5 times. And, of course, Belmont's first year in the OVC was 2012-13.
Yep.
5 times in the title game. The first 2 times, Belmont won on last-second shots. And then the last 2 – which is the last 2 years before this, Murray really rolled. Now, they rolled last year with Belmont missing its big man.
Correct.
Nick Mazinski, his ankle was blown up. He couldn't go. He dominated Saturday, 25 points in 25 minutes. If he didn't go out with his fourth foul with, I think, about 9.5 minutes left, he's probably in the 30s in that game, and maybe it doesn't go down to the wire.
No question about it. And help us talk more about this, we bring in our friend Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, to the microphone now. Casey, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning.
Hey, I'm glad to do it.
Congrats on winning the championship over the weekend. Just what was that game against Murray State like from your vantage point, and what was it like to watch your guys come through in the big moments the way they were able to do it?
Yeah, it was a heck of a game, I'll tell you that. Anybody that watched that game had to have enjoyed it. You know, there were a lot of lead changes. The game was tied for much of the game. I mean, it was one of those where, you know, it was played within a margin of 5, probably that window. Us up by 5 at the most, them up by 5 at the most for a lot of the time. And so it's just a nail biter. Great game.
Now I know, Casey, I tried to. You had one play called, and you had Nick Hopkins inbounding, and I tried to get you to say what it was. I assume this is something you're going to say for the NCAA tournament.
I hope you have a chance to use it.
Yeah, right. But the play that won the game, Liberty, and for anybody who doesn't know, college basketball coaches have playbooks, and then I think in any of those playbooks you will see a bunch of plays named, you know, North Carolina, you know, whatever it is. You know, Liberty Davidson, because you saw it or you saw part of it from another team, and you said, I like that. Let's take that and let's work on it. My question for you on Liberty is how much have you guys repped that, and then how much have you used that play in the game? For anybody who didn't see, it was a great backdoor play. Adam Kunkel driving left, Tyler Scanlon, perfect cut and pass to score the winning basket. How often have you actually used that?
I'd say we've probably run that play 4 or 5 times this season, all in critical moments. And, you know, they've all been second half, last 2 or 3 minutes of a game, situations where I felt like we had to have a basket. But it's been, I don't know if we've run it in several games, though, prior to that Murray State game. And so Now, how often we practice them, I mean, we've practiced it literally every day, every shoot-around. Every game day's practice, you know, we're going to go over those special situations real briefly. So, and then many other times as well. So it was definitely second nature for the players that were executing the action.
Belmont men's basketball coach Casey Alexander on the line with us. And, Casey, what's it been like from your vantage point to watch this group you have evolve and progress throughout this season and now playing their best basketball of the year? I think they've won 12 games in a row at this point.
Well, honestly, that's really the beauty of coaching is not necessarily, you know, having a 12-game winning streak and playing great right now, but it's just the beauty of going through a season, you know, and they're all different. Teams are all different. Your roster's different from year to year. Your injuries are different. Your schedule's different, you know, and so navigating your way through a long season, you know, that begins in the summer for us. I mean, our guys moved in June the 2nd, I think, to start with workouts and so forth. And, you know, to kind of get to the end of that and have a reward is obviously a blessing. And, you know, and I told the guys in the locker room, I said, you know, you're going to remember this moment for the rest of your life. And right now it's because we won the game, but really it's because of what you've done to get to right now where we've won the game.
You know, obviously this wasn't a monkey off your back, Casey, because, I mean, this is your first year as Belmont's coach, but you know, you kind of forget, I mean, Evansville has not been kind to Belmont, and, you know, there's been some upsets, and then, of course, the last 2 years, Murray State, you know, beating Belmont in the title game, and, of course, last year with Nick Mazinski sitting. But I guess how much have you heard from people around the Belmont community about, you know, just the excitement of, first of all, beating Murray, your rival, but to kind of win one in that building and, you know, bust through the front door, so to speak, after 5 years of not winning the OVC title?
Yeah, well, there's obviously a lot of excitement and jubilation that goes along with winning. But we'd all be lying if we didn't say there's also a little bit of a relief that comes from not losing. And I think that's probably what a little bit of the Belmont community is feeling right now. You know, this battle that we've had with Murray State for several years now is real. It's because both programs have been very good, and only one of us can win that game. And so coming out on top this year, we'll take it, run with it, and see what we can do with it.
Casey, Joe has mentioned the incredible play of Nick Mazinski in that game. What's it been like to watch him and coach him this year as he's turned into such a key player and always has been such a key player, but this year especially, just really dynamite for you guys when you need him the most?
Yeah, well, first I have to ask, are you guys criticizing me for keeping him on the bench over there with his fourth fouls or what?
No, we are not. Don't be an auto-bencher.
I'm kidding. You know what? I mean, Moose is, he's just so critical to our success. And, you know, he's got a unique ability to score it inside over either shoulder and with either hand, which is very unconventional these days. You just don't see low post guys that that the team is willing to feed them the ball in the paint as much as we are, and we do that because he can deliver. But he's also a real high assist guy. Defenses, without doubt, defenses have to decide what they're going to do to guard our post before they make any other scouting decisions when they're playing Belmont.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you guys, you know, I guess if you go with the bracket people, you're probably looking at a 13-14. So that would mean looking at a 3-4 seed. But I don't even know if it matters in terms of this point. I mean, Casey, I don't think there's any team out there that you're going to see that is just going to be like, okay, we can just guard that guy with our post. We're fine. I mean, it seems to me like you with Mazinski, you've got an advantage and you know, a player. You're going to have to force teams to react to it and give something else up.
Yeah, especially if he comes to play like he did with Murray in that championship game with Murray State, and we saw it last year in the tournament. I mean, in the Maryland game. I mean, Maryland has some really significant size and athleticism in there, and he was great in that game too, Maryland and Temple. So, you know, yeah. So he's a nice weapon to have. You know, no matter what, whoever we play is going to be a challenge, but we've got some pieces that that give us a fighting chance.
Talking with Casey Alexander, men's basketball coach for Belmont, the OVC championship winning Belmont Bruins. Going to find out Sunday their NCAA destination. And last thing for you, Casey, I really enjoyed after the game, you know, Rick Byrd kind of trying to hang back, not, you know, trying to stay off to the side, but he comes on the court. You gave him a big hug, kind of lifted him up a little bit, and you tried to get him to cut the net. He wouldn't do it. But what was that whole, you know, moment like for you to share that with him? And what has it been like, you know, this transition overall?
Well, Coach Bird's really important to me personally, so it's been a great transition for me. And I think the him coming around early and us having, you know, the ability just to, you know, share a lot of conversations and thoughts, and I think he, as much as he has still tried to stay out of our way and make sure that he doesn't, in his mind, impose, I also think at the same time he feels very comfortable. It's the reason why he was at almost every game we played this season, or he watched it live on, you know, on TV when we were out of town. And it's the reason why he was in Evansville. It's the reason why he came to the locker room both nights, you know. And this is still very much his program. It always will be.
Belmont men's basketball coach Casey Alexander has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Casey, congrats on the OVC championship. Good luck in the NCAA tournament. And thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
My privilege, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Really cool story in Belmont. I mean, they just continue to be, I mean, really kind of a gold standard around here in terms of how to build a program. I mean, obviously the OVC level is different from the SEC, but, I mean, Belmont year in and year out, they're so consistently good. I mean, you're talking about a team that is right in that NCAA tournament conversation every single year.
No, it's one of the best. Yeah, really, it's one of the best programs, especially when you consider everything about a program. Really, it's the best combination of academic performance and athletics out there, and it's a young team too. I mean, this is the foundation of this team is a bunch of sophomores and a freshman in Ben Shepherd, who's the next big time player there. So, you know, the future also looks really bright for this program.
No question about it. We'll get into what do we think the chances are for Belmont to put together a run once the NCAA tournament comes around. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.